In this video, we'll take a look at using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to attach extended properties to mailbox items. Extended properties provide a mechanism to add metadata to mailbox items. For example, you can relate mailbox items to external data from something like a CRM system by tagging particular emails from a client by a client ID. To do this using the Exchange Web Services Managed API, you programmatically define an extended property definition and simply attach it to the mailbox item. This allows you to later search for mailbox items using that extended property. For example, if you wanted to get all the appointments for a specific client. Let's switch over to Visual Studio and we'll show a quick example of using extended properties to relate appointments on a user's calendar to a particular client. So I have a simple console application here in which I'll demonstrate tagging calendar items with an extended property and then searching for them using that extended property. So to create an appointment and attach an extended property to it, first thing we'll do, of course, is create the appointment, add some attendees, set the subject, a start and end time, and then we'll attach the extended properties to the appointment, or the extended property. So you do that by creating an extended property definition. Here we're specifying that this definition is related to an appointment. Here's our extended property name, which in this case is set to the customer ID. And then we'll call the set extended property method of the appointment and pass in our extended property definition and the value of our extended property. In this case, for the sake of the demo, it's just a hard-coded customer ID. And then we'll save the appointment. So now that you have some appointments in your mailbox which have a particular extended property associated with them, how do you retrieve these appointments? So there's a couple of ways to retrieve items from a mailbox, but here we'll use the item view. So we're looking for a view, or we're returning a view that is going to give us back 10 search results. And we'll do the same thing that we did when creating the extended property, is define the extended property definition that we are searching for. So again, this relates to an appointment, specify the extended property name and the type that the extended property is. In this case, of course, it's a string. Here we're defining the properties that we are interested in getting back in our search results. So we want the subject, the start and end date of the appointment, and of course the extended property that might be attached to it. We'll create a new search filter, call exists, and specify the extended property definition. And then we'll create an instance of the find item results of type item class, and call the find items method of our service, look in the calendar using this filter, and give me back the results inside this item view. And then finally, we'll iterate through the results and write them out to the console and display the value of the extended property. So let's save and compile. So we'll go ahead and run the application. And after it connects to Exchange Web Services, it'll give us a list of menu items to choose from. So now that we're connected to Exchange Web Services, we'll choose option 1 to create an appointment with a customer ID extended property. After the appointment's been created, let me go back to Outlook Web Access. And if you take a look at my calendar, here's the appointment that was created. And if you open it, there's nothing about it that tells you that it has an extended property attached to it. This is all happening behind the scenes. It's not visible to the user. So if we go back to the console application and look for all the appointments that have that customer ID extended property, You see that it only brought back that one appointment, which was created today from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and it shows the value of the customer ID extended property. So this is a nice and simple demo that shows how easy it is to tag mailbox items with an extended property and then programmatically retrieve or search for these items in the user's mailbox.